How precious. I'm taken from my home in the middle of the night by federal agents, delivered to our government, and accused of very heinous war crimes. I'm being forced to sit in this tiny room, guarded by these very overqualified, scary guards. And after all this waiting, it's just you. The last time I saw you, you were still a rookie. It's been about 5 years already. Did they promote you so soon? Making a big name for yourself, are you? Aw, don't give me that look. I have been looking forward to seeing you again. It's not my fault you took this long. I didn't play you at all. I was very sincere that night. As were you. You're not shy about buying a lady drinks. Just as I wasn't shy about rewarding you. Just such a shame that our differences in occupations forced me to leave so soon. Otherwise, I would have loved to keep going. All night long. I know. You're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about the mountain of bodies that I've scattered across international borders. Isn't Interpol supposed to handle this? Is it really smart for normal feds to be handling this? Of course I'm going to treat this like a joke, that's all it is. Everything you have against me is circumstantial. You have zero proof that I was the one that killed any of them. Cleaning up bodies and disposing of them is my job. You need quite the stomach to handle it. Given what such a do-gooder you are, I doubt you have it. No need to get so huffy. I'm just enjoying what little time we get to have together. After all, you can't keep me here forever. Oh yes, the families. Trying to appeal to my more sentimental side. Reach deep down to that heart beating in my bosom. Ugh. Don't be confused. If I actually cared about others, do you think I would be mopping up bodies? You're as stubborn as that day. Alright. I'll help you out. Yes. Don't let the profile fool you. It says I'm a disassociative sociopath, a psychopath, whatever sort of pathic thing you've decided to label me. I actually consider myself much like the Benedict Cumberbatch version of Sherlock Holmes, a high-functioning sociopath. I'm not without mercy or care. I can actually tell you where the bodies are right now and who paid me to mop them up. In exchange, you gotta give me something. I'm not stupid. The circus is going to drag itself out, but I at least want to wrap you guys around my little finger in the meantime. A pound of dark chocolate and a jar of peanut butter. I want a pound of dark chocolate and a jar of peanut butter. You get that for me? I give you the list names, addresses, even where all the moles are on the bodies of my clients. Chop, chop. Your clock is ticking.